News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. An Athens man responsible for shaking his daughter and causing her death back in 2006 is now out from behind bars. An update from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
32-year-old Quentin Lewis was originally sentenced to serve 20 years for the death of his 4-month-old daughter Madeline, who died of shaken baby syndrome. Lewis and his attorney, Edward Hunt, convinced the court to reopen the case. The defense and prosecution reached a late Wednesday evening agreement for a plea deal, changing that charge from first-degree to second-degree reckless homicide. Judge Patrick Amelia accepted the no-contest plea to the new charge and also the sentencing recommendation of 19 total years. That's 9 years behind bars and 10 on extended supervision. Since Lewis has already served 9 years and 18 days in the Marathon County Jail, his time behind bars is done. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
A strange and disturbing story from Marshfield, where a young girl wandered away from home. She is okay, but her father will be charged with child neglect. The 35-year-old man says he couldn't sleep. He says he left his 3-year-old daughter alone in the house for a short time, but apparently the child couldn't sleep either, and she wandered out into the street. A passerby found the toddler around 2 in the morning and pulled over to help. The child was wandering along busy South Central Avenue in pajamas and was barefoot. The child was taken to her grandparents' house. The parents live separately and no names have been released. The first week of the Mark Buckeye murder trial will wrap up this afternoon. Court officials hope to get testimony from the remaining prosecution witnesses. In Thursday's testimony, Mark and Anita Buckeye's son Clint took the stand. He told the court that he believes his father did not kill his mother, although he believes she was a homicide victim. The defense may call its first witness on Monday. Cross-examination wrapping up in the Blade Runner Oscar Pretorius' trial in South Africa. He's accused of killing his live-in girlfriend. He says that he mistook her for a criminal coming through a bathroom window.
My lady, it's not that I want time. It's that I'm tired. I'm going to be tired. I've made a mistake. I've admitted to making a mistake.
With respect, Mr. Pretorius, and I'm just saying that I'm not convinced about your answer now. I think that you're trying to cover up for lies.
9 people are dead in California after a FedEx semi collided with a tour bus carrying high school students. It happened in Orland, about 100 miles north of Sacramento. Among the dead, the drivers of both vehicles and passengers on the bus. It's believed that they were high school students. She was one of the public faces of Obamacare. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is stepping down.
Kathleen Sebelius is stepping down. As the Health and Human Services Secretary, she was instrumental in helping to push the Affordable Care Act through Congress in 2010. But with a bumpy rollout of the health care law marred by website glitches, she became a target for a number of Republicans to vent their frustrations. Sebelius served 5 years with the Obama administration, and throughout the troubled implementation of the law, President Obama remained publicly supportive of Secretary Sebelius. Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, is being tapped to replace Sebelius, although no formal announcement has been made. Marianne Rafferty, Fox News.
The order to keep your water running in the village of Weston has now been lifted. Weston officials say there's no risk of additional pipe freezing. The run water order was also canceled earlier this week in Prentice, Rhinelander, Thorpe, and Mosinee. If you absolutely have to have Google Glass, it's going to be on sale for one day. The company is selling spots in its Explorer program to consumers. Next Tuesday, any adult in the U.S. has a shot at getting their hands on Google Glass. Price tag, $1,500. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A few more clouds in the area for today, a light shower or sprinkle possible, but still on the mild side, a high around 60. For tonight, partly or mostly cloudy and quiet, a low down to 40. On Saturday, clouding up, a good chance of rain, maybe a few thundershowers as well, a high of 57. On Sunday, cloudy and cooler, a good chance of rain in the afternoon, maybe mixed with a little snow in the evening, a high around 46. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
It is a somewhat cooler start around central Wisconsin this morning with temperatures back in the 30s. We have the 6-day forecast, hour-by-hour temperatures, and the zoom-in interactive weather radar to street level of your neighborhood 24/7 at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.